Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
That's my girl.
That's my girl, I mean that's my lady. Ride for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel, but it's time for me to slap. So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever it get it, just to be
me. We all day, it's still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Sometimes I'm like a git, she be like, but the very next thing be getting back to the money. Bank account so conceited, full of big head honey. She keep her hair done, check, her nails done, check. Gucci, Louis, Prada, Birkin bag on deck. You will never find another, you can search the whole world. That's why she's
we
my
all
girl.
Day. It's still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
My girl.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Hey, good morning. Happy Manic Monday. Happy New Week to everyone, to all you sexy people. This is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with me, yours truly, Beth. If you don't know by now, starting this morning, this a.m., Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will begin airing weekdays. This is the usual time on Mondays at 5:30 a.m. anyway, but now you'll get an opportunity, if you choose, to sip your coffee, eat your breakfast, and then some of my friends are going to bed right now. Before you go to bed, spend 30 minutes with me, at least 30 minutes with me, and, you know, call me, and let's talk about what's hot in the current news, what's hot going on with beauty sports, just anything in general regarding entertainment and lifestyle, everyday life, everyday living. So back to what I was saying, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will begin airing weekdays daily from 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., along with a weekend edition. Now, instead of the broadcast on Thursday nights, late Thursday nights, because I'm only able to schedule one show each day. So, and like I said, I prayed on doing this daily thing diligently. And obviously the answer was to go ahead and do the daily show from 5:30 a.m. to 6, not just on Mondays, but daily, Monday through Friday. And then instead of having a Thursday late night show, I'll do a weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports to recap the week and to also preview what's going on weekends and the upcoming week. And also I'll begin, I get so much music. I have access to so much music and entertainment and not only my own talents, but talents of others. So I will begin reviewing new music, especially from underground artists and new artists, but then also mainstream artists. I'll share my input and review regarding their music, and you all can call in during the weekend edition and suggest or not suggest certain music, books, or shows, or concerts, or et cetera. But I would definitely give, because I'm often asked to share my feedback regarding music and videos and such. And then also I would love for my fellow friends, and then also, you know, my online friends, if you feel you can share good advice with listeners and viewers and those who listen online and chat in the chat room, please do. Don't hesitate to share great advice regarding your industries, especially the beauty industry, the entertainment industry, music industry, film and stage, sports, and just good everyday living advice. For example, like healthy eating. Don't hesitate to call, not just during the weekend edition, but every day from 5:30 to 6. This is a topic-oriented show, so every show I like to have a topic, which is inspired by you all, my supporters, my viewers, and so on. I must thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and my endeavors. I'm just amazed at the viewers of my profile that I have. I don't have the exact number in front of me right now, but I know it's more than 13,000. And so thank you very much again. Today's topic is about guess who's running for mayor of Miami, Florida, Uncle Luke. So I just wanted to remind you of that. So if you're in Miami and if you're Uncle Luke or his Mrs. soon-to-be First Lady, don't hesitate to call in. Well, hopefully soon-to-be. I'm not there, so you guys who are the citizens of Miami, Florida, know who would be the best person, the best politician suited to become the next mayor of Miami, Florida. But I encourage my friends, my real-life friends and my online friends who reside within Miami, Florida, to objectively decide who would be the best to win that position. Obviously, just from what I've, the articles I've read and the media footage that I've seen, Mr. Luther Campbell, a.k.a. Uncle Luke, seems to be very open and honest and to care about the city that he was born in and grew up to love. You know, so shout out to Liberty City and the city of Miami, Florida. So, we'll talk more about the topic is who's running for mayor of Miami, Uncle Luke. And if you're not following him, I'll provide you with the Twitter names of he and his first lady. If you're not following them just yet to keep up with what's going on with their campaign. And also they have Facebook pages and YouTube channels. And then also you can check in with the local Miami media. I don't know about you guys, but that's just me. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always been a political enthusiast. And so it's important to know what's going on, not just in your community, in your city, in your state, but it's important to know what's going on, not just socially and economically in other areas, but politically. And just like most of us have friends and relatives, and since we are on the internet and online, we have friends all over the world. So it's important for us to get involved indirectly or directly with causes that are important to each and every one of us. I just wanted to share that. And I must apologize, too, for the slow start this morning. We have 10 minutes remaining. When I was starting the show, it was, again, a little technical difficulty when I was preparing to play the song after my voiceover. Some kind of way I had got offline, so I don't know what happened. But thankfully, I got back online. And then again, if you're wondering who you've been listening to, pertaining to the song "Who's That Girl," if you recall, a few weeks ago I used to play. I played "Mississippi" and "I Love America" by Affiliate Music, a Jackson Music Award winning group based here in Jackson. Well, that song was another song by Affiliate Music and R&B Jackson-based group called Recognition. If Recognition sounds familiar, they've appeared on 106 and Parts before on BET. So I just wanted to, shout them out and give props and inform you guys of who sings that song, "Who's That Girl." I love this song. I love all three tracks that those guys have shared with me. And, they say they're back this summer, so keep your ears and eyes open for future music. And they said they would like to be a guest on the show in the near future, so look out for them being a guest on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports soon when they're ready to drop their new music or promote some of their future events. We definitely have to talk about important weather news. Oh, my God, my prayers go out to the people who have been affected by tornadoes. I believe, in Missouri, there's been loss of life. So definitely send your prayers and your love out to people who have been affected by natural disasters and so on. And I don't have a comment about the thing that was supposed to have been happening. The prediction is supposed to have been happening Saturday. So, you know, I know some of you, I didn't even know about the prediction until like Thursday night, so I didn't have time to prepare, even if I did take it seriously. You know, you take things seriously anyway, just say, oh, wait a second, it's a possibility. But every day, we must be thankful and prayerful and appreciate every moment, every day we can awake and every night we can go to sleep, you know. Or if you're like some of my friends, every morning we go to sleep and every evening we wake up, you know. Okay. But back to some more important weather news. I stated on the last broadcast that there'll be a flood form in the city of Vicksburg, which you all know the Mississippi River has crested, but it's still the flood water is still in existence and up and down the Mississippi River affecting different counties and so on. Like I stated, even our governor, who you can tweet at Ed Haley Barbara, even his private home located in his home city of Yazoo City was flooded. You can find footage of that at 16 WAPT News because I mean, like Friday, they show footage of our governor. I mean, not only is he governing the state, but then also he's been affected personally by the flood. But there will be a flood victims meeting, a flood forum at 6 p.m. on Tuesday at the Vicksburg City Auditorium. There will be local, state, and federal reps there to talk with people who are being affected by the floods and those who would like to help also. And it's been real important. The governor has been encouraging people to get their tetanus shots and so on because it's really dangerous walking around and being around that contaminated water. Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you. And then also Red Cross still have the Hands of Hope going on in support of the horrific damage caused by tornadoes about a month ago. People are still passing away that were from their injuries. Over the weekend, an elderly lady passed away that was a victim in Smithville, Mississippi, you know, the small town that was just abolished by the tornadoes. So people are still, some people are recovering and some people, sadly to say, people are still passing away from their injuries that happened also. Wow, let's talk a little sports also. I want to congrats to Miami. The Miami is leading 2-1. Everyone's been praising Chris Bosh on how he played last night. I didn't watch the game in its entirety. I watched bits and pieces, literally, because I was enthralled by the Billboard Music Awards. So I must congratulate and commend other producers of the Billboard Music Awards, the nominees, the performers, and the winners. That was a good show. It was a really good award ceremony. Very good. I mean, I could go on and on, but I only have 4 minutes left. And then also, Miami's not alone. We're leading the series 2-1. Dallas is also leading their series 2-1. And their next game is tonight, right? On ESPN. Miami and Chicago play on TNT, and Dallas and the Thunder have been playing on ESPN. And then starting on June the 2nd, we all know, if we don't know, the games will be played on ABC starting on June the 2nd. That'll be the ultimate game, right? We'll soon find out who will compete to win the NBA championship, win that ring, and get an opportunity to shine in the limelight to being champs. Again, the guest and listener call-in number is 1-714-409-0614. I also had read a very awesome article this past weekend in the Saturday Sunday edition of Wall Street Journal. I read the printed copy, but then also you can visit WSJ.com. The article that I read was called, and I read the printed copy, but I visited the website and retweet and post on my social networking sites too, if I can. But it's very interesting, especially for my fellow bloggers and my fellow writers. The article's called A Guide to a Happy and Legal Tumblr. I just created me a Tumblr account last week. I'm on so many, and I like to utilize my social networking sites consistently, because the purpose is to effectively network. Not just to network, but to effectively network, to provide proper networking information and to receive proper networking information and to build great networking relationships. But back to that article. The article is called A Guide to Happy and Legal Tumbling. It's about blogging without stealing. Blogging without stealing is much easier than you think. The article is about how bloggers and writers can have access to content available for reuse on their own sites, free of thorny ethical issues and legal complications. Most bloggers aren't aware of these resources or don't seem to know what the appropriate standards actually are. This is straight from the article. My fellow bloggers, we are advised to utilize services that operate under the Creative Commons license. Creative Commons is an org that works with websites like Flickr, Picasa, Vimeo, SoundCloud, and Scribd, as well as individual producers of creative content to provide standardized and streamlined licensing solutions under a variety of different levels. Eric Stewart of Creative Commons. Eric Stewart is a creative director of he states that we want information to be free when the people who have created the content want it to be free and to have an easy way to make it free under their terms. Flickr alone has some 100 million images available under share guidelines. Picasso has a vast photo database owned by Google and also offers the option to search for photos that are free to bloggers, you know, like me, like you. There's another, like, small site that is very creative-focused called Meringue File. And there are sites like SoundCloud, Vimeo, Blimp TV, Benefit, and Wikipedia Commons are great to use also regarding writing songs and video content. Also, the show is about to run out of time, so I want to encourage you to follow Luke Vermeer on Twitter. Follow his wife, Kay Campbell L. Law, on Twitter. Also, friend him on Facebook, Luke Vermeer. Also, visit his website. I love the website. I register as a volunteer to spread the word and to be an online advocate. And that's the information regarding. We'll talk more about Luke and tomorrow on tomorrow's show, because tomorrow is the election day. And then also, like I said, every day there's a topic. So I'll be tweeting out my show topic and encourage you to call in. But back, the show isn't streaming now, but you can listen to it in its entirety in archives. All of my shows are archived from the debut show that began on March the 21st. So I must continue to share this information also. You can refine your web searches from google.com, select advanced search, then usage rights, and or free to use or share. You can also simply go to search.creativecommons.org, where one can find approved content for commercial use. And then that's a good old-fashioned way that is also recommended in the article by Zach Shepard, of senior community manager at Flickr. He states that the best thing to do is to let the photographer know that you would like to use their image. Photographers are often happy to have their image used on a blog without asking a fee. And I understand that because I am an avid freelance photographer. I've been a photographer ever since I was a little girl. And it is very, you know, before the internet, it's very heartbreaking when I'm not immune. I've had photographs swiped. As a matter of fact, at Walmart last year, I had some photos to come up missing, and so on. So some pictures of the Saints and some personal photos to come up missing. Usually they do a good job of keeping my photos for me. And I must admit, sometimes they keep them a little longer than usual. But I just had a funny feeling that these particular pictures was going to end up missing. And sure enough, they did. And so when I talked to my regular salesperson in the photography department, she was like, they're gone. Maybe they were sent back. But I wouldn't be surprised if they're not spotted on the internet somewhere. That's very heartbreaking when the photographer's pictures and work is misused. I remember a couple years ago, when I first got on Facebook, a Facebook friend told me, I seen some of your pictures on another website, not even on Facebook, you know? And I was like, huh? So I usually give people permission to at least give me credit, and I like to give people credit. This photograph is by so-and-so. And if I don't know, I'll say photographer unknown. So that is important. But Catherine Barner of Tumblr also said, when in doubt, cite your source. Be fair, use proper credit and attribution if sharing content that wasn't originated by you. You know, always refer to who originally created the content. And Mr. Stewart adds, reputation currency is important. Do the best job that you can to attribute to the person that created the content. But you know what? This is a very good and lengthy article, so I advise you to read the article, especially if you're a blogger, writer, and so on, if you like to reuse materials. And, there are materials out there for us to present to the public also. So, again, my prayers go out to the people of the city of Miami and to Mr. and Mrs. Campbell and their loved ones and supporters and the volunteers who are doing legwork in Miami. And those of us who are not in Miami, we're doing our part to spread the word and to encourage people to get out and vote for the person who they think would be best. But if I was the city in Miami, I'm vibing just from what I'm listening to and what I'm hearing and what I'm reading, that I would definitely be voting for Luther Campbell. He's an open and honest candidate. And so on. So until next time, until tomorrow, until next time, if God willing, by the grace of God, I will be talking with you all tomorrow. And what's up? Today is a beautiful day, a beautiful Monday, and I send much love to all of you. Thank you again for spending a little time with me this morning. God bless.
About a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel when it's time for me to snap. So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do
would ever get it just to be
with
me.
Sometimes I'm like legit, she be like,
get you too.
But the very next thing be getting back to the money. Bank account so conceited, full of big head honey. She keep her hair done,
check.
Her nails done,
check.
Gucci Louis Prada Birkin bag on deck. You will never find another, you can search the whole world. That's why she's
we
my
all
girl
day. It's still a night. She understands the ground, so we gon' be alright.
Entertainment Reports with me, yours truly, Beth. I really appreciate you. And until next time, God willing, be good and be true. Spread love and spread smiles. That's what's up. Thank you. And God bless.